The book of Zechariah, chapter 14, verses 6 and 7. And it shall come to pass in that day that the light shall not be clear, nor dark, but it shall be one day which shall be known to the Lord, not day nor night, but shall come to pass that at evening time it shall be light. In this verse in the book of Zechariah, it talks about a time where it's not night, it's not completely dark, but it's getting dark. When it's evening, we know very soon the night is going to be coming, because it's beginning to get dark. When Jesus was in this world, he said, "I am the light of the world," and he told his disciples, "You are the light of the world." But now in the 21st century, we've come to a time where we could call it the evening. Those who said they believe in God, many of them have fallen away. The numbers are increasing. Even though the gospel is being preached on the internet and on TV, even though the word about Jesus Christ is being preached, yet because all the words of the Holy Bible are not completely being preached in full perfection, there is darkness. If we look at the darkness today, some of the darkness is because those who call themselves preachers and prophets have preached that it is okay to keep on sinning, and it is okay to live in sin because the grace of Christ is okay with people sinning. The grace of God has been given to us not to continue to sin in sin, not to live a life full of sin, but to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Apostle Paul writes to Timothy, "I pray that you will grow, my son Timothy, in the grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ." A lot of people say they know Jesus Christ. Who is Jesus Christ? Jesus Christ is holy. He's perfect. He's sinless. The Bible says in the book of John, 1 John, "He that is born of God doth not commit sin. He that is born of God doth not continue in sin." The blood of Jesus Christ is given to us so we can get purified. And the Bible says in the book of 1 John, "He that hath this hope purifieth himself, even as he is pure." Even as Jesus is pure. But Jesus warned us that in the last days, many false prophets shall arise and shall deceive many. And therefore you have these wrong teachings of hyper grace, where those who say they are called Christians live a life of sin. They talk about God's grace, but they live a life in pure and utter disgrace. But the Bible says in the book of Peter, "We are a chosen generation, we are a royal priesthood, we are called to do the works of God. We are called to become like Jesus." Today, the Word of God has been given to us. The Word of God has illuminated us. When Jesus was in the world, he preached the Word completely and in all fullness. He was the fullness of the Godhead manifest in the flesh. And the Bible says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." And Jesus Christ was the embodiment of God. And he was born in the flesh. Therefore, when Jesus preached the Word, when Jesus spoke, one time the disciples were worried that the scribes and the Pharisees would be affected. Who were the scribes and the Pharisees? These were the religious leaders of the first century. These were the ones who wore long robes and went around in marketplaces because they wanted to be called rabbi and they wanted to be respected and saluted. But Jesus said, don't worry about the scribes and Pharisees. They are open sepulchres. They are open graveyards with dead men's bones in them. They are whited tombs, whitewashed tombs, in which the stench of death is present. They are blind leaders, not knowing where they are going. And if the blind lead the blind, both of them would fall off the cliff, because neither of them know where they are going. Now, this verse that we read says, it shall come to pass at the evening time there shall be light. Now, we have come to a point in history where it's neither darkness nor is it day. And these people who preach and make the word of God of no effect, we cannot say that they are totally blind. All these hyper-grace teachings and prosperity teachings. Jesus said, if anyone will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Yes, the word of God talks about prosperity, but the prosperity that the word of God is talking about is spiritual prosperity. Because Jesus said, lay not your treasures on this earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourself treasures in heaven, where moth and rust doth not corrupt, and where thieves do not break through and steal. So if your mind is always on the treasures of this world, when I can go to the casino, when I can win the lottery, when I can get this money, when I can get a lot of people's offering, so I can use it to buy my real estate, then you have no spiritual value and knowledge and acknowledgement of the glory that awaits you in heaven, because you have compromised and forsaken the glory that awaits you in heaven for the glory on this earth. When you hear this prosperity teaching that if you accept Christ, you'll be a millionaire, Jesus never said that. But once in the 40-day fasting that Jesus had, the devil came to him and said, if you will fall down at my feet and worship me, I will give you all the glory of this world. And Satan showed Jesus all the glory and riches and prosperity of this world. And Jesus said, I will not worship you, devil. Get thee behind me, for thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shall thou serve. And therefore Jesus called the devil the prince of this world. When Jesus was in this world, they wanted to make Jesus a king and give him all the riches of this world, but he refused and said, my will is to do the will of my Father and to fulfill his work. And in the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus said, not my will, but thine be done. Now, if the Lord blesses us financially, what we need to do is, we should not raise up the standard of our living. But if the Lord blesses us financially, we should raise up the standard of our giving and give for the Lord's work and for the Lord's ministry.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, we always need to understand that, praise God, that God made it bright, God made it light, and then man came behind and messed it up. Now, we are not trying to be critical, but there was a beautiful garden, Garden of Eden, and Adam and Eve, by disobedience, brought darkness into the garden. But before Adam and Eve brought darkness into this world, and Jesus had to come down to restore the darkness to light as the Son of God, there was a day in the book of Genesis where there was darkness. The Bible says, starting from Genesis chapter 1, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. We do not know exactly when the earth and the universe was created. because it didn't say when it was created. So to fix a date as to when the universe was created, the heavens and the earth was created, is wrong. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. It might have been millions of years back. It might have been thousands of years back. We just don't know. It could have been billions of years back. But God was the one who created the heavens and the earth. It was not through a Big Bang theory or evolution. It was by the creative works of God that He created the heavens and the earth through His Word. And God filled the universe. But suddenly something happened in Genesis 1 and Genesis 2. Evil came into this bright universe and brought vacuum and darkness. And God had to come back and fix and remedy His universe. And the Bible says that the Spirit of the Lord was moving upon the face of the waters. And God said, "Let there be light." Remember the time when Jesus was walking on the water and the disciples were screaming, and Jesus said, "It is I, be not afraid." And He rebuked the storm and the sea, and there was a great calm. The same way the Spirit of God was moving upon the face of the waters. And as soon as the Spirit of the Lord spoke and said, "Let there be light," there was light. And again there was darkness. And Jesus came into this world and preached the word of the Father and said, "I am the light of the world." And Jesus went to His Father and sent His disciples, His apostles, into the world, and they brought this world back to God. And then there was a dark age in the church history. And now we have come back to a point where we could call it not night, not day, but evening time. The Bible tells us that it shall be one day known to the Lord, not day nor night. Zechariah 14:7. It shall be one day which shall be known to the Lord, not day nor night, but it shall come to pass that at the evening time there shall be light. Zechariah 14:6, and it shall come to pass in that day that the light shall not be clear nor dark. The light shall not be clear nor dark. Why? Because in this country and the rest of the world, people do not know what is right and what is wrong. And it shall come to pass in that day, Zechariah 14:6, that the light shall not be clear nor dark. People do not understand what is sin. The Bible tells us what is sin. It tells clearly what is sin. What was sin in the first century? What was sin in 6,000 BC, 6,000 years before Christ? What was sin 3,000 years before Christ? What was sin in AD 500? What was sin in AD 1900? What was sin in the 19th century, the 20th century, and 21st century? What was preached by the Bible as sin is always sin. The Bible does not compromise or change its opinion and interpretation of sin because culture or fashion or time changes. What was sin 6,000 years back is sin today and will always be sin. But today, because false prophets and false preachers and antichrists have gone all over the world, today people are confused. They think it is okay to commit sin. They don't understand that God is a consuming fire. It happened in the Garden of Eden. Adam and Eve were commanded to leave the Garden of Eden because of disobedience. What is sin? Sin is disobedience to the commandments of God. God said, "You can eat all the fruit of the trees of the garden, but the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou canst not eat. For the day that thou eatest of that fruit, thou shalt surely die. The devil said, no, you really won't die, because God is just saying that because he doesn't want you to become like him. And then Adam and Eve got deceived and they disobeyed God, and sin entered back into this world that was perfect, and into the human race that was perfect, and Jesus had to come and shed his blood. We also see that during the days of Noah, sin abounded, disobedience abounded, and the whole world perished with flood. God dealt with sin. There was judgment. There was judgment in the Garden of Eden. There was judgment in the days of Noah, and the whole world perished except Noah and his family. And again, Sodom and Gomorrah, fire fell from heaven. God dealt with sin by fire. And today people say, oh, you know, God has forgotten us. They say God is not alive. God is dead. But God is very much alive. And his eyes, God's eyes, are upon the entire world. Every act, every thought, every action is being written. And the universe is filled with the fire of the judgment of God. And very soon, this entire universe will be burnt with fire, and all the elements shall melt with fervent heat by the judgment of Lord God because of sin. And the entire universe will pass away, and God and his throne alone will be left. And all will stand before God and give account for what they did. However, before all that happens, as the word of God says in Zechariah 14:6 and 14:7, but it shall be one day which shall be known to the Lord, not day nor night, but it shall come to pass that at evening time it shall be light. I once asked the Lord, Lord, this world is getting really dark. This country is getting really dark. What is the solution to all this? And God replied, one day is enough for me to manifest my glory. What you think will take 15 years, I can do in 15 seconds. So we know that the only way there will be light back in this country and in the rest of the world is when the word of God is preached in all fullness, because when God spoke, let there be light, there was light. And again, God is going to speak his word in all power and glory and fullness when the dust settles, and at the evening time, there shall be light. We have come to that point where God is going to manifest his power. Darkness has no power over the word of God. Jesus said, the light shineth in the darkness, and the darkness comprehendeth it not. God will speak. The voice of the Lord shall sound from New York to San Antonio, from Ghana, Africa, to the rest of the world. And the world will wake up like someone switched off the light. God's word will be proclaimed. God will say, Africa, wake up. Europe, wake up. USA, wake up. Light up. And the whole world will be lighted up by the glory of the Lord, the light of the Lord. And as the word of God says, from the rising of the sun, even down to the going down thereof, God's name and God's word will be mighty among the Gentiles. Let us pray for the time where God's word alone will be magnified. Yes, the world will be violent, corrupt, as in the days of Noah, as in the days of Abraham, as in the days of Adam, as in the days of the early apostles. But God's word will have the last word. And God's word will be proclaimed all over the world in mighty power. And God's light, the Son of Righteousness, Jesus Christ, will again begin to shine in this world. And the darkness will be removed. When everyone thinks it's going to get worse, at the right time, God will step in. God has always been involved in the affairs of this world. When they think there is no hope, the Prince of Hope, the Prince of Peace, the Prince of Power, our Lord Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, will step in. Because we are the sons of Almighty God. And God will hear our prayer and intervene. Yes, God is coming for His church. But before that, He will manifest His power from His church.